Hey, Greg, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing this Tuesday?
Hey, Dan. What's happening?
Another day in paradise, brother. So I'm just giving you that follow-up call regarding Google Guaranteed. Is this a good time for you
okay.
now?
Yeah, let me see if I can bring in my design consultant. Let me put you on hold and try and raise him.
Perfect. Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Dan?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've got Kyle, my design consultant, on the other line.
Okay, perfect. He's on with us, right?
Yeah, Kyle can
okay.
get on.
Yep. Hey, Kyle, nice to meet you. My name's Dan Nelson. I'm with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. All right,
nice
so...
to meet you, man.
Yes, sir. Likewise. So have you guys, I know I sent you the email, but have you guys heard of Google Guarantee before? Do you guys already know how it works?
I've seen the term, but I don't know what it is.
Okay, so let me explain it. What it is, guys, it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google, and it's the best lead program on the market currently, okay? And here's why. These leads from Google Guaranteed, they're only sent to you, so you don't share the lead with other companies, and it comes through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's so popular, you only pay for qualified leads. Meaning, when that lead calls you, if you schedule an estimate with the lead, like if you schedule an appointment over the phone with them, or if you quote them, which I know you don't typically do in your industry, but if you were to give them pricing, or if you schedule an appointment with them, those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for.
Let me ask
okay.
you, Dan. With us, we would schedule the appointment every time, but let's say after an appointment is scheduled, Kyle goes out to the house and wastes a couple hours in gas and time, and the mm-hmm. homeowner doesn't answer, and then they don't answer the phone calls anymore. They just disappear.
Great question.
Can we get a refund on that?
Unfortunately not. So what would happen, what I'd recommend to you guys, because you're going to know every time it's a Google Guaranteed lead, because it'll come through on the phone as LSA lead, which means local service ad. So I would probe more on those calls to make sure they're going to be like an actual like service that you guys provide, service that you guys want to take on, right? But if you schedule an appointment over that phone call, whatever happens after that, like if you go out there and let's say they're not the homeowner or they ghost you guys, right? Like nobody's there, nobody answers. Well, Google has no way of knowing that. Like we can try to dispute it manually, but more than likely it'll get denied because an initial appointment was set on the first phone call.
Okay. So if we just have a conversation with the person, but no appointment is set, because maybe they... Right,
yeah.
They might have wanted something else out of our scope of work.
Exactly. Like if it's a service you don't provide, solicitation call, you never speak to the person, you know, anything other than you scheduling an appointment with them or if you happen to quote them over the phone, if it's anything other than those two things, you're automatically not charged for the lead. It's nothing you have to
right.
do on your end.
And this would be the homeowner calling us directly, or it's going through you guys or through some other service?
It'd be the homeowner contacting you directly. So what would happen,
okay
just to like fully clarify, let's say somebody types in bathroom remodeling, right? What will
sure.
happen is for the area you're targeting, there's going to be a section at the top that says Google Guarantee. The reason it's called that is Google's guaranteeing your work. They're basically telling that client, you passed all the qualifications. They even offer up to $2,000 of insurance if they were to book your services through Google Guarantee. So when they click call, okay, it's not only when they click on the profile, they have to literally call you. It will come through on your guys' phone as LSA lead. That phone is recorded by like Google bots, like an AI who automatically picks up if it's qualified or unqualified. So you don't have to spend your day like disputing leads. It's already automatically done for you.
Right. What type of vetting is done at your end that the customer is for sure interested in the type of work that we do?
Great question. So other lead programs like Angie Leads, Thumbtack Networks, I mean, there's a bunch of them. They have a lead form that you fill out before that's sent to you guys, okay? With Google Guarantee, they are not pre-qualified. They're qualified on the phone call. So they're not filling out like a form and it's being sent to you. They're literally doing a search and then they're picking you and calling you directly.
I see.
So there is no like qualification form or anything like that. It's done on the phone. Now, have you guys used lead programs before, like Angie, Thumbtack Networks, any of those?
Yeah, we're trying to get with Angie's, but it hasn't happened yet. We tried Thumbtack, and they seem to be out of business, or they're every company and phone in their company is screwed up because you cannot get online with them. Everything says deactivated.
Really? Wow, that's the first I heard that. That must have just happened or something, huh?
It's been a week to 10 days.
We were signed up. We were signed up for literally 2 weeks and it crashed.
Really?
We haven't been able to get in touch with a human being.
Yeah. If you can Google them right now and see if you can bring them up on your screen.
Yeah, so I got a 866-501-5809 number. Is that what you guys been calling, or?
Yeah, if you call that, it'll be Jake. He won't answer. It'll go to messages, and you never get a call back.
That's crazy. Yeah. Okay.
And if you click on another link that comes up for that company when you search Google, you should see a page that's, well, maybe since you don't have an account, but a page will pop up that'll say deactivated. Oops, our fault. Sorry, we're trying to fix the problem, but it's been 7 to 10 days now. We cannot contact anybody via email or phone or anything. We can't even get on our site to see if we've got any new lead. We can't see our homepage or anything. Everything says deactivated.
Really? Oh my. Okay.
Yeah.
Thumbtack deactivation. Now I'm just gonna Google it real quick. Let's see. Open Thumbtack app. Tap the main menu. Select tap deactivate account. That's really weird, because I always hear about all these different lead companies, you know, because this is, like, the main thing I do is with the Google Guaranteed on our end. And that's the first I heard of it, man. That's crazy. But did you guys use them at all, or it just got set up and then it was deactivated?
We just got started, and we had maybe several leads come through, and that was it. Then it went dead.
Super weird. Yeah. Okay, and you guys definitely called that nut, the 866-501-5809. Do you guys want me to text that to you? Or okay. Man, that's
crazy.
No,
we tried that 10 times.
That up, it goes to Jake.
That is crazy, man.
From this company,
and Jake is the guy we originally talked to set us up. And all the phone numbers that pop up on Google, every phone number, regardless of it's a different one or whatever, they all go to Jake. And he never answers, and it always goes to his voicemail, and you leave a message, and you never get a call back. It's kind of weird. It's like it's a one-man company.
They might have – I've heard of companies having a system where when you call back in, it goes to the last person that you spoke to. I Googled, too. There's, like, other customer service numbers, like an 800-948-2034. Have you guys tried that one?
I think we've tried them all.
You tried them all. What I'd recommend, if that's their system, right? And again, I don't work for Thumbtack, so I'm just trying to help. But maybe if it's going to Jake when it comes to your phone number, maybe try to set your number to private or call off of a different number, and maybe it
we've
goes
tried
to...
It from,
really?
We've tried
oh,
it from
man.
Four different numbers, all the same result. Give me that 800 That's number crazy. Again, just to make sure.
Yeah, yeah, 800-948-2034.
Okay, got it.
That came up as a toll-free number or whatnot for Thumbtack when I did, like, a Google search, you know?
Okay.
So.
I'll give that a try later, see if anything different happens.
Yeah, that's weird, man. I'm sorry to hear that. But
yeah, it's crazy.
So what I was going to mention, though, is, like, so all those other programs, the main difference between Thumbtack, Networks, and Angie Leads, what they do is they send you the phone number and you call them. And then you pay for each lead. They all work a little different, but that's the gist of how those programs work. With
right.
Google Guaranteed, the major difference is you don't share the lead, right? Because they're calling you directly, and it has that automatic dispute system. So you're only paying for the lead when you schedule an estimate or quote them over the phone.
Right. Got it. And then how is your pricing structure?
So it's going to be the cost per qualified lead for the general contractor vertical, okay? There's going to be a list of subcategories. You're just going to want to turn on the type of leads that you want, bathroom remodels, et cetera. But the cost per qualified lead for that vertical is $76 per lead.
And that's flat rate, no higher, no lower?
Correct. No higher, no lower. Absolutely.
Okay. Does it work off of some money that we have to bank with you at first, or is it a hit?
It does.
Okay.
So that's the next thing I was going to go into. So Google requires a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like, okay?
13 leads per what time period?
Per month. That's the minimum requirement.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
okay.
like for example, I have a client that does 100 leads a month. Another one does 200. So you don't have to do the minimum budget requirement, but 13 leads is the minimum required by Google.
Okay, and they come at random times, or we can choose slow, medium, or fast feed?
What'll happen is in your onboarding appointment for Google Guaranteed, they're going to set, like, the hours that you want your leads turned on. If you're doing the minimum budget requirement, the way it would break down is it'll be, like, 3 leads per week, and then you'll have, like, a week where you could do 4, because it ends up averaging out to 13, you know?
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. And then some clients change their budgets, like, weekly. Like, they'll call in, they'll say, hey, I want a budget for 20 leads this week, or, you know, a budget for 10 leads this week, or whatever the case. So you guys have flexibility
right.
in that, but the minimum budget requirement I have to tell you about, that's for 13 leads for the month.
Gotcha. So we would put up a credit card, and then when that money was burned down, would it automatically recycle up the same amount and pull from my card, or do I have to manually go enter in another amount for 13 leads?
No, it would automatically bill it again unless you, what do you call it, you call, text, emails, or from your dashboard requested, like, a lead change. Like, let's say you wanted an increase in budget or something.
Right. And do you have a pause button also?
We do.
For
you
some
can
reason.
Pause your leads at any time. And the way the budget works, so for the 13 leads at $76 per lead, it's going to, your minimum budget requirement is $988. So that's for 13 leads. The way your budget works is it does roll over. So let's say, for example, you do the minimum requirement, right, at 13 leads.
Right.
And I'm just going to use one lead as an example, make the math easier on myself. But let's say you take on one qualified lead and you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason, booked out, on vacation, whatever it is, right? The following month, you're not charged the $988. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $76, to replenish your lead budget.
Right.
Okay.
I get it. What was I going to say? I lost my thought. Go ahead.
You're good, brother.
We are in with, we do got networks going on too, by the way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm familiar with them too. They're all kind of similar, just their lead fees will be a little different. And the main thing is they send the leads to you guys and you call them. So the major difference with Google Guaranteed is, like I said, the lead only comes to you because they're calling you directly. And then also you have that automatic dispute system. So if somebody calls you and it's like a solicitation call or something, you're automatically not charged for that lead. It's nothing you have to do.
Right. You guys get any feedback from clients as to the percentage of wins that come from these leads? Do you have any statistics like that?
So it's gonna vary depending off the vertical and the area. But since we started Google Guaranteed 2 years ago, and I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here, we have 100% retention rate on our Google Guaranteed accounts. The percentages though on like what leads are closing or whatnot, that it's gonna vary depending off of like the areas, the verticals, et cetera. We used to, starting off, we used to try to track that a little better, but we weren't getting the numbers all the time, so we just kind of stopped doing that, you know?
Right. When you use the term the vertical, what does that refer to?
Sorry, it's like Google Guaranteed jargon. The vertical, all it means is the category, basically.
Oh, okay. And then we can control a cities or zip codes or radius from a certain area. How is that, set up?
So you could target as far as you want on Google Guaranteed as long as you're licensed and insured for those areas you're targeting. So for your specific area, when I ran the requirements, right, to see what you need to be approved, it doesn't show me that any specific license is required, and it didn't require insurance either. All it's going to require is a background check on any face-to-face employees. Usually it's just the ownership, okay? But if you were to, let's say you wanted to target California for whatever reason, you're going to have a license, be licensed for California and have insurance for those areas. Does that make sense?
What criteria in Michigan gave you that information? What was the source?
So what I do is I go to Google directly, and our Google rep gave us a tool to basically create a test account. When I create the test account, it shows me exactly what's required for that specific area, the type of license, the type of insurance, et cetera.
Wow. Well, we're licensed and insured. Is there some way for us to let that be known to the customer so we're more appealing?
We can.
Somebody who's not.
So what we can do, because your area, for whatever reason, it doesn't require it, and that's really, you know, most areas do, too. So I thought it was kind of crazy. But what we'll do is we'll still submit your license and insurance. So on your Google Guaranteed campaign, it will say verified license and insurance as well.
Okay. How about any other badges like BBB?
Yes. So part of the application, it's going to ask you if you're BBB accredited, and it will also ask for your rating so we can link your BBB to the Google Guaranteed page.
Okay. We're in the process of getting that taken care of.
Perfect. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So the whole thing hinges then on a background check. Is it like a 7-year felony background check?
That's the exact amount. Yeah. So they go off the past seven years and they're looking for any felonies. I have clients that have had like DUIs and they get approved like flying colors. So they don't really care about misdemeanors. It's, felonies though. If there's any felony in the past 7 years, it'll disapprove you.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Kyle, any questions?
No.
Okay.
No. Really. Oh.
So what would
like
be the next step?
To this? Like what, how does the ad work when you run a campaign for us? Do you like advertise our website or do you create an ad for us?
No. So what will happen, you could even check it, Kyle, if you just go online and search like bathroom remodel, the very first thing you're going to see at the top is Google Guaranteed. And it'll have like a green check mark next to it. So, give me a second. I'm looking in my area. Let me check yours real fast. Okay. So the first one that shows up for me is Primetime Home Luxury Bath. right? So if you click on their profile, it's not going to charge them, right? It's not a pay-per-click campaign, but you'll see their profile layout, like how it is. Now, they don't have as much added on there as we're going to be able to add. Like, you'll have a detail page, and this is part of your application. It'll ask you what you want on there. Like, if you do free estimates, if you offer warranty, like, they have a list of stuff mm-hmm. you can pick from. And basically, right. the number that you see for Primetime Homes Luxury Bath, that's not their phone number. That's a Google rotating number that's going to forward to your phone, to their phone, I'm sorry. And it would work the same exact way for you. So you're not paying per click. You're not paying per website visit. You're paying for calls directly from the Google Guaranteed page.
Okay. So that I understand, when somebody Googles for bathroom remodel, let's say 10 companies come up on the first page, 12 on the second page, so on and so forth. Will each of these companies, or will only some of them, be participating in the Google Guarantee program?
So currently,
how will the customer who's looking know which ones are which? What do they have to do to determine that? And how is the average customer even aware of the Google Guarantee program, which sounds like it's better for them to choose a company that's in with that program, and we've never heard of this program. So how would the average housewife know of this in order to seek it out?
The average housewife and, like, consumer, right, a lot of them don't know about it. So what Google has done, like, because Google doesn't really promote it. There's not, like, commercials about it like there is for Angie's or Thumbtack, right? It's a newer program, and it's an amazing platform. So what Google did is anytime you do a search, it's the first thing that shows up, and it'll say Google Guarantee, right? So if a client, like, if they go and click on it, what's going to happen is it'll say Google Guaranteed, get it done right, or Google pays you back. And then it gives them the details on that, like how Google's insuring it. Then it'll have the person's, like, what they passed. You know, background check, license, insurance. So it'll be the very first thing that somebody sees when they do a search. And the cool thing related to, like, local SEO is it's not only going to show in your local area. You're able to target as far as you want as long as you have the required licensing and insurance for the areas you're targeting.
I understand. What I'm not clear about is, though, when you say the Google Guarantee button appears at the top, firstly, at the top of the search page, if a customer does not click that, let's say my company is the fourth line down, and mm-hmm. they click my company, then nothing about the Google Guarantee is going to be made aware to them?
Correct. And the reason why, so, like, if they go to the map section and you're ranking on the map section, right? Well, if somebody calls you from the map, Google doesn't want to charge you for that lead, obviously, right? So, it'll have your phone number, the number that you're branding in the map section. They would literally have to be in the Google Guaranteed section for you to be charged for that lead, as long as you schedule an estimate or quote them, et cetera.
So in another scenario, if they did the bathroom remodel search and they clicked on the Google Guarantee at the top of the page, then how do they see my company and find out that it's part of the Google Guarantee family?
So it'll show at the top. So right now, currently, in your guys' specific area, there are 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 companies total that have submitted their Google Guaranteed application and been approved for it. Out of those 8, there's only 3 that are currently with their leads on, right? So what's going to happen is part of our Google Guaranteed application process and us being a Google Premier partner, when we have your leads turned on, you're going to rank in that area, so they shouldn't even have to click more businesses. Now, let's say there's, like, 20 companies, right, and all of you guys have your leads on. Well, if they clicked on more general contractors, then that's where they would see your listing. But typically, they don't even have to click on more businesses. They just do the search, and your Google Guaranteed section will show up right there.
Does that make sense? Yeah, is the prompt for the Google guarantee at the top of the page, is it, what is the language that they're using to get the customer to click that? Does it, what does it say?
It says sponsored, general contractors, right? And then it'll say Google guaranteed, and then it has an easy, like, call now button, you know? If you guys do assert, like, you'll see it, like, exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm trying to figure out what would compel the average homeowner who knows nothing about this stuff to click that, not knowing what's going to happen
the
when
insurance.
They click it.
It's the insurance, they back it. I was telling you about this before, I just didn't know the details of it, but it's like Google's backing you, kind of like how Good Housekeeping will back companies.
I get that, but I'm saying if the little mention that's at the top of the page doesn't give some details, some teasers about the benefits of this, what's going to compel the homeowner to want to experiment and click this button?
I just tested
button.
It out. Test it out on your phone. If you just go into Google and you type in bathroom remodeling,
right,
the first thing that pops up is green check mark, Google guaranteed, and then there's like a few companies there. There's two of them. So basically it's guaranteeing us, you know how like you could do the page boost and it guarantee you'd be on the first page, but you still don't know where on the page. This is at least guaranteeing you a top spot. Like you're going to be one of the top two or three companies on the page every time.
Let me ask you this. The two companies that it showed, they are bathroom remodel related?
Yes.
You got Prime Time Homes, Luxury Bath, and then you got Marathon Bath Systems.
I misunderstood. I thought that the customer had to click the Google guarantee button first, then they get revealed a bunch of companies that are participating in the program.
No. They literally do a search that says bathroom remodel. And let's say they did a search for carpentry, right? Well, you guys wouldn't show up if that's not a subcategory that you have turned on or a vertical that you're under, right? So they would literally have to do a search for any of the subcategories you have turned on, which you'll have a list of them in the general contractor vertical.
Right, I get that. So, Kyle, what you just saw, would those be all the companies participating in our area that are bath remodelers and in the program, or is it only the ones that are turned on for leads right now?
Yeah, it would be the ones that are turned on. If they're not,
okay. So there could be
for leads, you wouldn't be up. And that's why he's saying there might be 8 or 10 that are whatever in the program.
Not visible, right?
Yeah, there's only going to a couple handful at a time or whatever.
Okay, that's cool, because we would keep ours turned on.
Oh, sorry.
Ours would be turned on the majority of the time.
Yeah, if you click, Kyle, on more general contractors, right, it'll show you every company in that area that went through the Google Guaranteed application process. But there's a few that currently have their leads off.
Okay. What, in event that the leads getting called to our company does not fulfill, let's say, the starter program of 13 a month, what would happen in that regard? It would just get slower, and then it obviously wouldn't draw on our funds, and we'd just have to take them as they come.
Yeah, so let's say you guys do 13 leads, right? And let's say it's slow, and you're just like no leads are coming. Let's say zero leads came through, right? You would literally pay $0. Or if let's say three qualified leads came through, then you're not paying the $988, right? You're paying for the three qualified leads that came through. So 76 times three.
Right. Gotcha.
Yeah. Now, so go ahead.
Whatever amount we used up in qualified leads for a given 30-day window, that shortage would be made up going into the next 30 days on my credit card. So if three leads were used up for the first 30 days, let's say it's $227, that would be minus from my nine-something, but then going into that second 30-day period, it would be refreshed up to the full 900-something.
Exactly. That's it. Yes. So just to clarify, too, and I was going to mention this next, too, whatever lead budget that you set, we do not charge that until we finish the Google Guaranteed application process. This is where we have you approved and you're ready to turn your leads on. Now, once you give us, we don't automatically turn them on. So once you get a, you're going to get a phone call, email, and text verification saying, hey, your Google guaranteed application is approved. Are you ready to turn your leads on? When you give us the thumbs up on that, let's say you do the minimum budget requirement, that's when the $988 would be charged, and then you have 13 leads in the bank.
Gotcha. So when you say successfully passed the application, are you referring to the background check or the whole profile, including the background check?
It's really just the background check. Now, creating the profile, that all goes into it. So we're not going to charge your lead budget until, like, your leads are ready to be turned on.
Okay. And what's typically the turnaround for the background check? A couple business days?
Yeah, it really is. So what we send in writing, okay, and this is because we do all verticals like locksmith, garage doors, those take longer for whatever reason. But what you get in writing is the process can take 4 to 8 weeks, okay? I'm the main
for a background check?
No, what I'm saying is the entire process. Let's say you are a locksmith, then you have to get an advanced verification done, and it really does take around like 4 or 6 weeks, really. So what I was going to tell you, I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. Usually when you just have to have a background check done, it's done very fast. I had a client that just did it, similar situation. It was approved in 2 days' time. Okay?
Right. Yeah, that's normal. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But it really, you want to get the application submitted as soon as possible. That way we're able to get it approved, which will be sent to you via text and via email. Now, we do not charge the lead budget until you're approved, right? But we do charge a one-time application/management fee. Okay, this isn't a renewal fee. You pay it one time. You never have to pay it again. That's for $250.
Everybody's got those kind of fees.
Yeah.
That's the stripper money afternoon at the stripper bar fee.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they should call it.
You know, I've actually, because I've been setting these up the most here, right? And I really, like, hit the ground running with it when we started it, like, 2 years ago. So I've looked into other companies. And man, they charge some of them charge you $1,000 monthly, regardless of the amount of leads that you take on. So ours is really fair. It's a one-time application/management fee for us to get you approved and build out your Google guaranteed profile. The one-time fee is $250.
Well, can you send us everything in the email, and then we'll talk about it, and then if we decide to go forward, we'll fill it out and send it in?
So I already sent over the Google guaranteed email to you, I believe it was yesterday, to the bellabathrooms1@gmail.com. So that has everything for the Google guaranteed program with the lead fees, et cetera. The application, that's automatically sent to you via text message and via email after we process the application fee.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and it's really easy. It's a one-page application. It's, like, super easy to fill out.
Right. All righty. Let us do a little more research and gather some more info and look everything over, and then if we decide to move forward, then we'll do the advance fee and send it back and move on from there.
Perfect. And you still have the email that I sent, right? Or did you want me to resend
that? Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to resend it, you can, but our office girl got it, but it may have dropped back because she didn't know what the importance of it was. So, yeah, if you want to resend it, you can.
Okay. So I'll shoot it to you right now. So it'll be titled Google Guarantee, and then also there's a reply to the email where you guys could see the subcategories for your vertical, the cost per qualified lead, minimum budget requirement, has all that data in there too. Okay?
Right. Cool.
All right.
Kyle, anything else?
No.
Okay.
All right, awesome. I'll text you to my direct line and extension so you guys have it, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Dan.
All right, perfect. No problem. I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good one.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.